Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We need to do an intro.
Oh, that's it. You're listening to Band.
Long intro, right?
We were on a break. No, what was
it? No, what?
That's him, was it?
What? She has some good lines.
Hang on. Good Rachel Green lines. Rachel Green. I got off the plane.
No, like better than that. Fuck's sake. Rachel Green. Oh, hang on. What about this one? Oh, I'm sorry. Did my back hurt your knife?
You're listening to Bandwagons. Talking about things
that other people are talking about. If anyone wants to send maybe some better quotes too. Send them on. It'll be too late, but it'll be good to know. Hang on,
You can tell we're back face to face.
I just shouldn't be allowed to make decisions anymore. That's just a gender sentence, I think. That's when she came back with like the Alicante braid in her hair, you know? You know, like all the wool. You know, you go on holidays and you get like the
when
wool kind of braid
that?
In your hair.
In France.
Do you know where she...
Hello, Dublin.
Oh, for...
Dublin is so fucking gross.
What are we paying you for, Shane? Jesus Christ. The ambiance.
Dublin
is
gross though, isn't it? I was just thinking that walking up here. It's disgusting, like.
I could just spread him on a cracker. That's another thing she says. Yeah, it's pretty mank.
It is.
I think that's just kind of cities
that's
in general
charm.
Though, isn't it? That's its charm.
No.
A small bit.
Well, like cities, yeah, but I don't know. Dublin is just
like the centre of cities.
Yeah.
Dublin, I think, got smellier over the pandemic, I would say.
€12 for soup and a sandwich today.
What is this episode? What's going on here? Sorry. We need to... Where did you get charged that? Let's talk about this and then we need to massively bring it back.
No, it was honey truffle, which is like very, very, very nice. But
where the fuck is honey truffle?
It's beside Bread 41.
I fucking love Bread 41.
Yeah, it's just a little bit further 41. Down.
The chef... That your man, whoever he runs Bread 41, he was on the 6 o'clock show before, and I was fully fangirling.
Is it true?
I was like, oh my god, you're a Bread 41 man. You make the nicest things ever. He was like, thanks. He was like, please stop talking
to
me.
It's just bread.
It's just bread. See, it's 41 breads. There could be 41 breads in a room, but only one believe in you.
No, listen to me. I heard a rumor before that he won the lotto and he used his money to buy that building to put Bread 41 into it. And I've noticed today that they've expanded down to the Lex building.
Here, don't say that. What if he comes after us for libel or something?
Why? Sure. Like, well, it's not a bad rumour.
Bread 41 owner. I can't even remember his name. Owen Klosky.
I know who told me as well, but I won't rat them out.
Yeah, don't rat them out. €250,000 startup headed by chef and baker Owen Klosky, who's an investor in the business. Go for him.
Where did he get the money? Was it the lotto? That's all I
need
to know.
That's not our business. It was resting in his account. We need to stop. This is getting... Owen, we love you. We're only messing. Come on the podcast and talk about bread. Is bread? Oh, we should have got, you know, we should have got him on during lockdown to do something about baking.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been great. Hindsight, a wonderful thing.
Write that down, Jane.
Welcome, welcome, Adam, back. Guys, I'm really sorry. I'm actually so sorry.
Welcome back to Mad
Wagons. What do we call the file the other day on the computer?
Banad wagons.
Welcome back to Bandwagons. I have been away for the weekend. We're going to talk about that imminently. And we are back together in the same room. Hence,
we're wearing the same glasses.
Energy.
As well.
Yeah, I thought I lost my other ones, but I didn't. Thank God they were in a pocket in my.
Did you take Adderall or something?
I wish. No, I am rapidly declining now, I'm going to be honest. But no, I'm actually not. I feel quite fine. So I don't know. So we booked a staycation with my friends from home. We booked a house in O'Gonnell, Killaloo, and it was divine. It was like something out of Housewives, like real Celtic Tiger, like huge house, really private, away from everyone else, so we could just scream to our heart's content. I was so drunk on one of the nights
I did
three separate classes. So I did Zumba at 11, then we had hip hop dancing at 12.
You didn't do that.
No, I did, yeah. And then we were supposed to have jazzercise yesterday at 1, but the instructor didn't turn up. So,
what would you know about hip hop dancing?
I had not a fucking clue. I actually know a good bit about Zumba, though. I was quite good.
You did look good at Zumba.
I was wrecked, though. You'd be so tired. That was my weekend. We did like a cocktail night the first night as well in the house. So we had it catered in. It was Dirk catering. Because on Loch Derg, that was divine. Would really, really recommend that. Don't know if they've Instagram or anything, but just like ring your man. His name's Finbar. He's really sound. It's like quite affordable if you're just like not leaving the house. But anyway, we did a cocktail night, and me and Kian McCarthy, my friend from home, we were fourth, and our cocktail was like an Amalfi spritz. So it was like a lemony Aperol spritz.
Stunning.
But like we had had like three cocktails at this point, right? So we were.
Yeah, you never want to go last.
No, I think I put it up on my Instagram story and I was like, why did I post that? It was like, I was pouring limoncello all over the bar, Prosecco all over the bar, and I'm already a very sticky person. So you can imagine like all the surfaces felt like fucking, like a nightclub floor. It was disgusting. But then one of the girls after us, it was Nick, or maybe they weren't directly after us, was Nikki and Megan, and they'd said that their cocktail was Baby Guinness. Not a cocktail, but anyway. So they ended up like making a surprise cocktail to go with the Baby Guinness. But they were coming out and sure did Nikki like drop the full tray of the Baby Guinnesses.
What were they? Oh, the Baby Guinnesses.
The Baby Guinnesses.
Did you make more?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I can't remember. Anyway, that's what we did Friday. We went to stand up paddle boarding at, I think it was a Derg Isle Adventure Centre. I did stand up paddle boarding. I was actually very good at it.
Yeah,
the lake was very nice.
Is it very like physical? I was kayaking before and I nearly wanted to cry because it hurt my back so much.
I was quite tired, but I didn't notice it until after I was done. Okay. I preferred it to kayaking. I don't really like being like...
Slit your legs.
Yeah, I didn't really that. So I really enjoyed that. Shout out to the staff down there. Alfie, Ron and another man's name who I can't remember who gave me a pull back in the boat. It was divine. And then we went to Piper's Inn on Saturday for food. Delish. Very nice Guinness. We were in the private function room. And while we were having dinner, two separate sets of couples left because we were too loud, which is fair enough. And
they seated indoors.
Yeah, we're sure we're all live at recovery cert. The rest of them are vaccinated. Yeah. And then we went to a different restaurant on Sunday, but I'm actually not going to rat them out. The food was good. Service was extremely fucking bad. But I'm just going to put it down to like a bad night for them. Not to be hateful. Let's support local businesses. And that was it. That was my weekend. Had a great time. Sorry, I don't even know if I said the name of the house. The house is Bunglasha Lodge. If you Google it, you'll find it. Or like Bunglasha Lodge, Killaloo. Your man said it's booked till October. So maybe if you want anything like soon, you're probably
not going to get it.
Actually, when I say that, it's like it's actually not that far away. But I wouldn't say you'll get. I'd say it's definitely booked for New Year's Eve already.
just in case anyone's thinking that, don't even bother.
But that's it. But do you know what? It's that ideal.
Don't even think about it.
It's that ideal. Yeah, it's us. It's that ideal kind of a house, though. Do you know what? Everyone's like, let's book a house. That's the place I'd want to be.
Yeah.
Just throw myself in the lake the next day, swim.
We should book it now before this goes out.
We should. Oh, yeah,
will we?
I don't think we have 10 other friends, I'm going to be honest.
I think we could.
Me, you,
them.
Shane.
We could raffle them off.
The house is too big for the three of us, sorry. We could raffle them off.
Well, we all have significant others.
We should do.
That's six.
Imagine we did like a bandwagon's getaway.
Yeah, and then four special listeners can come, but only if they're sound and really don't interfere with us.
Yeah, and you have to watch all three of the Kiss of Boots.
And they're willing to pay.
And you have to pay, yeah. Yeah, you have to pay money.
You have to pay yours and ours because we don't have to pay.
Yeah. It's not that cheap either. It was like Well, like, it was 3,000 for three nights. But, like, there was... Well, no, sorry. But that's between, like, 13 of us. So it was, like, 75.
Such a bargain. What a 75 bargain.
75 a head a night. And you have a jacuzzi bath.
So you're on nice lake. And such a bargain as well.
Such a nice and such a bargain as well. How was your weekend? Please, I need it to stop talking. It was pretty
good.
Right,
it was pretty good. We went to Victor's Way in Wicklow on Friday. Did you see?
What is that? No, I'm going to be honest, I don't
found
think
it
I did.
Somewhere, and it's like the most fucking sketchy thing. Like, if there's ever a cult about to pop up in Ireland, this is where it's going to be. So it's up in Roundwood, and it's like this private land that this guy owns, and he just brought in a load of statues and figurines and like plotted them around and like made like kind of gardens out of it. But they're really fucking weird. Like, so you show up and you like put a tenner into a hole in the wall, and then you walk through this snake's vagina, and it like has teeth and all on it, but like it's a big stone entrance. Like, the entrance is a vagina with teeth.
What?
Look it up. It's insane. And then all these...
What is it called again?
Victor's Way. It's terrifying. I didn't like it. And then we did like forest bathing, which is like a whole racket where you just kind of lay down and looked up at the trees. But all the sculptures were like
this fucking thing.
Yeah,
we need to put a picture of this on the Instagram. Yeah. Oh my god,
it is. It's insane, but it was good crack because of how insane it was. So
the website is sorry.
No, if you thought the website was bad, that is a pure reflection of how it is there.
Okay, but who is? Can we talk marketing manager?
Victor,
Victor, let's have a chat because it's like they made the website in clip art. It's giving me. Sorry, they just have a contemplative space for adults, and it's in purple font, but it's highlighted yellow. And then the next sentence is in black in italics. And not a fun park for families.
Why is that
so threatening? Yeah, absolutely do not. Sorry, I'm actually looking at some of the others. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it was insane. It was good crack though. And then like as you're walking around, there's like all these real like vague quotes on plaques just like in like stuck into the ground and like on trees and stuff. And oh man, it was madness. And then there's the gift shop on the way out is like an honesty system. So like they had like singing bowls and like incense and stuff, and like no one worked there, like you just had to put like how much you owed in the box. So that was good. And then Sunday we went to and did the thermal suites at Seafield. That was very nice. Would recommend. Only €15 at the minute.
Nice.
Yeah, I've never been inside Seafield, and
that
I live
very
literally
affordable.
10 minutes
it's
from
so
it.
Near to you.
Yeah, we literally rang it at 2 o'clock and we were like, what time can you get us in for? And they were like 2:30, so we got in the car and just went, and it was a buzz. Yeah.
Very nice. We had a booking over the time I got COVID and we have to reschedule. I cannot wait to go.
I saw Catherine Thomas outside when I was there.
You did not, did you?
I did so. Didn't look at her though because...
It would be fair, like... Didn't look at her. You don't have to explain
to
yourself.
I think I was supposed to work with her recently and I didn't do it. But like she definitely didn't know that.
She's not like making a list, checking it twice.
Pretend I do not see it.
Anyway, moving swiftly back to...
Oh my God, how many minutes in are we? Should we just skip this and keep it till next week?
No.
We're doing so well.
No, we need to... And then how do we fill out the rest of the time?
Interesting. Yeah, no, fuck it.
Just say words. We can all say interesting. People can do hard things.
Oh my God, a girl... got on to, maybe this isn't an interesting story, but a girl
I love, there's nothing that actually warms my cockles more than when you get in front of a mic and start to tell an anecdote and then immediately follow it with, this actually probably isn't
an interesting story.
It's
only interesting to me.
And do you know who I'd say loves it more? The listeners. Yeah. I'd say they really enjoy
when you do
that.
So there's a listener from Monaghan and she got on to my boyfriend's brother's girlfriend.
Do we have to keep it on?
No, I just don't know her name.
Oh.
She got on to Mark's brother's girlfriend. She knows her from like dancing or something. And she was just like, did I see your boyfriend on Paper Tuesdays? And she was like, yeah, why do you listen to Paper Tuesdays? Because it's like very much a Wexford-based podcast.
Wow, hateful. Ooh, we're reigniting the beef.
And this girl lives in Monaghan. It was just a bit weird. And she goes, oh, one of the lads is going out with one of the girls from Bandwagons. So I got onto it through them. I was like, isn't that so weird?
Yeah. But
if you listen to their podcast last week and our podcast last week, it's pretty much the exact same podcast.
What did we do last week?
Because me and Mark did the same thing. Did the same things for a week and then we came back and just talked about the same things.
Oh yeah, fair. Well, tell him to get some originality, for fuck's sake.
I know,
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
thoughts, feelings, prayers for her?
Jennifer Aniston, big fan.
Do you know what movie I... Oh,
you no, you go. No, please. Don't
do you know what this,
you.
This movie used to be on all the time on TV3? It was that one with Jake Gyllenhaal where she goes away shagging him, but she's like married to John C. Reilly, and then she kills
the
someone.
The Good Girl.
The Good Girl. Did that not used to be on when Virgin Media was TV3? Did that not used to be on at least once a week? I am sorry. Is anyone listening to this a doctor? My saliva production, I think, has gone through the roof since I got COVID.
No, you said that 2 weeks ago.
Stressing me out. Okay, well, I'm appealing now. Because no doctors wrote to me.
Ash.
Yeah. Ash.
If you really listen to this podcast, get in touch with Nuna.
Please.
Anna or Anna.
Anna's
listening. Give her the elbow.
Yeah, just nudge her there. Sorry, what was I saying? Really like Jennifer Aniston. This came into my head though kind of more last week because there was that interview that came out that she did with InStyle, and there were like kind of some weird... there were like fundamentally some like weird celebrity kind of things that she shared about this, how she maintains this lifestyle of like being really famous and kind of...
Yeah, I'd written that down because as I was like researching her, I was like, how has she managed to remain like unproblematic and uncancelled when she's like under so much scrutiny? She's always just like been everyone. People just love her. Like.
I think she is kind of permanently viewed as like a victim
because
post
of Brad,
which we'll get into. But this interview was just kind of a bit. I don't want to say weird. It's like a Q&A, whatever. But like she talks about how like she's kind of cut off people who don't believe in COVID or won't get vaccinated or whatever. But like in terms of the celebrity stuff. She talks about like how she's kind of trained herself or whatever that she can like eat one crisp if she's like craving crisps or whatever. Sorry, I should say I'm going to put a big fat trigger warning on this for like eating weird things, diet. And when we talk about the morning show, we're going to get into like kind of sexual misconduct and stuff. Trigger warning there. But she, not massively, but we will talk about it because that's basically what the morning show is all about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the exact quote, but it's just like, it's really demented. Okay, hang on. They're asked, what do you eat if you're stressed? And she said, a chip. Crunch, crunch, crunch. And then I think the InStyle person followed up saying, just one chip? Jennifer, usually I'm good at that. I can have one M&M, one chip. I know that's so annoying. And then the InStyle person is, can you feel my contempt ooze through the screen? What is your go-to drink? Jennifer Aniston, a margarita, clean, no sugar or a dirty martini. I only have 2 to 3 drinks tops and I don't do exotic. When someone asks, would you like a cranberry, coconut, cucumber, spice or hibiscus, whatever? No, I would not. When I moved in my house, a few people got me tequilas of the month as housewarming gifts. I have a cellar of all kinds of spirits. You could come here and basically order anything you wanted to. And it was just... She is like a very strange, like unique type of celebrity that I think there's no one else in the realm that's as famous as her that in any way compares. Because as you said, she is like kind of national treasure. People fucking love her. Do you remember when she joined Instagram and people lost
that was
their
last year or something,
fucking minds? Oh, purely to promote the morning show. And she said that.
Yeah.
Like, no, and she's still like, she's happy enough to be there, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And like, she definitely had to keep it, I think, and kind of up the momentum for her. I think I talked about this at the time, actually, either on this or on Patreon. But I'm actually losing my train of thought. She's
a strange one.
But it's just that she's like, yeah, people lost their minds. People are obsessed with her. There's always like these mad fucking rumors about her, like whether like being with, and even when she was in relationships, so like when she was with like Justin Theroux or when she was with like John Mayer, like it was always like, they're going to get married, they're going to have babies, blah, blah, blah.
They're obsessed always, with her having babies.
Do you remember prior to the reunion? I like a month or two before the Friends reunion, there was a story. I'd love to know where this came out of because everywhere was covering it. And I knew without even looking into it all, I was like, this is fully not fucking true. This is someone has like said this. It will get loads of clicks because people like her and people want to believe it for whatever warped reason. The story of basically that at the Friends reunion, she shared this news of the fact that she... was adopting twins or had adopted twins.
Yeah.
And like, then they had to come out and be like, that is not. And then the cynical, like, skeptical side of me is like, was that a fake story planted to like drum up publicity about an event that was already going to be.
She doesn't need it.
And the reunion didn't. I don't know. Hang on. Let me. Jennifer Aniston, adoption. I think it was Daily Mail because when I put this into Google, Daily Mail is the first thing that came up. So yeah, RT have covered here. It is reported that claims that Jennifer Aniston plans to adopt a little girl are false. 52-year-old Aniston was reported to have confided to her friends' castmates last week that she plans to start a family adopting a baby girl from Casa Hogar Sayon, a Mexican orphanage she supported in the past. Reports and claims that Aniston shared the news with her co-stars. And then it was TMZ went to her rep and the rep was like, false, and never happened. Like,
that's so bizarre.
And I think she did an interview with Sandra Bullock for Interview Magazine recently. And I think she had maybe talked about it before, hinted about it. In this interview, she said, I think, because the RT doesn't give context as to this quote, but she was saying in the interview, being like, I hear laughter, I see kids running. But I don't know. Like, it's just, it's so strange. I feel like people love her so much and her fans are like obsessed with her, and I think I feel like there's very few people who like me, or I feel like either people are like totally like don't really care about her, but I don't think anyone really hates her. But at the same time, there is this kind of like, oh, poor Jen, like, oh, and she's all on her own, and like there's this thought that like there's no way she could possibly be fulfilled because she's on her own and she doesn't have kids.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If she wanted kids, she has all the means to have them.
But this is the thing, and I don't know if it's just like purely a response from, because like obviously the Brad thing was like so public. I don't know. Let's get into how she started it, and we can get into the relationships and maybe talk a bit more about it then. But like,
yeah,
for anyone who wasn't familiar, was Friends her big break? No. Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to guess what her middle name is?
Do I want to guess what her middle name is? No.
Jennifer Joanna Aniston, which is a lot, I feel like. JJAA. Jennifer Joanna Aniston.
The sound of that doesn't sound right. It doesn't run very well out of my mouth, I would say.
Born February 11th, 1969. Her parents were actors. Did you know that?
Oh, nepotism. All right, fair enough.
John Aniston and Nancy Doe. And
were they in anything we'd know? Probably
yeah,
not.
Her dad was in like, it was very big in like Days of Our Lives or something. Or one of those long running soaps in America. She began working as an actress at an early age. But her first major role came in the 1993 horror film Leprechaun. Are you okay? You're getting sick?
No, sorry. I thought I was going to get hiccups. I was trying to like get rid of them.
Okay.
Preemptively.
So yeah, she was in Leprechaun.
Leprechaun. We should do one of them for Movie Club, I think, at some stage. Leprechaun movie, because I've actually never watched it. Well, or yeah, or Halloween, I think. Yeah. That is gas. I always forget. I just Googled Leprechaun movie. There are so many of these. Leprechaun, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3.
This one's first.
Guess what Leprechaun 4 is called?
Electric Boogaloo.
Leprechaun 4, colon, in space. Leprechaun in the Hood.
No.
Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
No.
Leprechaun Origins.
These are problematic.
Leprechaun Returns. Yeah, actually, let me check the controversy section of the Wikipedia. carry on anyway.
So that was 1993 when Friends kicked off in 1994. She was on four sitcoms before she landed the role on Friends. And at 21, she starred alongside someone from The Big Bang Theory.
Kaylee Cuoco. Oh no, what are the rest of them?
Bialik.
Oh yeah, the one that Sheldon fucking gets with. I cannot think of her name.
Well, they started together on Malloy. She was on that, and then a brief TV adaptation of Ferris Bueller's Day Off in 1990.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then a Fox sketch comedy series called The Edge in 1992, and a CBS comedy called Muddling Through in 1994, right before she landed the role of Rachel Green. She just she told Collider in 2015, I just had this deep feeling in my gut that somehow something was going to happen and I just had to be patient. I read somewhere as well that they had her lined up for SNL. Was that her or Courtney Cox? I think it was her. And she walked in, and when Adam Sandler was on it.
She's so good at comedy. Like, it's...
Yeah. And he said, like, they saw her walking into the buildings and they were like, oh my God, Jennifer Aniston. Maybe it was after she got famous. They were like, oh my God, Jennifer Aniston's going to be on our show. And then it just never happened.
But that's probably because of because Friends took off so much, was
it? Probably.
Did Jennifer Aniston turn down SNL? She said it to Howard Stern. I didn't think I would like that environment. It was such a boys' club. Aniston said she told the SNL showrunner that women need to be treated better here. So there you go. She's done, like, she's hosted, I think, but she has never been like a cast member. She's hosted as, you know, like Jennifer Aniston in her own right, you know?
Yeah. She has become one of the world's highest paid actresses. Films with her in the leading role have grossed over 1.6 billion worldwide, with 12 of them earning at least $100 million. Can you guess what her estimated worth is?
Oh, that Aveeno money is so fucking good, I'd say. $40 million.
$300 million.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wasn't too far off with $400 million. I should have stuck to my guns.
Yeah. Which, like, it's too much money for any one person.
Way too much money.
Do you know what I was thinking about as well? Is how Friends aired in 1994 until 2004, which is like the first 10 years of my life. And I feel like that was very formative for me.
Are you processing things?
Yeah.
Oh, totally, yeah. And like, sure, like, we've done the Friends episode before. Like, go back and listen to that if you haven't. But yeah, very good episode with Judy J and Emma Doran. I just feel like it totally was. I say that now, I still haven't watched the reunion, but I just feel like it's because it was so heavily covered that like I didn't need to watch it. I knew everything.
Yeah, it was nice, but like it wasn't, it's not something like you have to, I can't believe you missed that. Like, I couldn't tell you anything.
I wouldn't totally consider myself like a super fan, but like it is one of those things, like if you're gonna, like I would easily stick on and very regularly stick on Comedy Central and just have it playing in the background. Like,
I can't,
a lot
do
of people
that anymore. Do you not? I can't anymore. I went through, I think in college, I watched it so much and watched it from start to finish so many times. And then I moved in with girls who just padded on all the time. Like, and I just can't do it anymore. I'm like, I have 900 channels. I cannot watch Friends another time. Just seems like a big waste of my time.
Fair, yeah.
I've gotten sick of it, to be honest, but it was good.
What was the other thing I was going to say on top of that? God, that is just such crazy money. I loved her in Harbour Bosses as well.
Do you know what we watched last week? And it's actually gas. We're the Millers.
I've heard that that's very good.
You would love that because
it.
It's, what's his name? Jason Sudeikis.
Yes. Is it Jason? No, it's not. You're thinking of Jason Bateman.
No, it is Jason Sudeikis.
No, I'm pretty...
It is Jason Sudeikis.
I'm going to tell you right now, I really don't think it is. No, you are actually right. I'm really sorry. I'm telling you, Jason Sudeikis.
Will Poulter, Emma Roberts.
I forgot Emma Roberts was in that.
Yeah, she's actually quite good, isn't it? And Jennifer Aniston. And it's very funny.
Is that on Netflix?
She does this whole, like, she's a stripper and she has to do this whole, like, stripper routine under a shower. And she's like, she must have been, like, well into her 40s when she made it. Or maybe like early 40s when she made it. But oh my God, she's a real J-Lo. You know?
I forgot she was in that fucking Dumpling movie. Did you ever watch that? The Netflix one? I think it was about pageants or something.
Oh, Dumpling?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. The whole soundtrack was Dolly Parton. I really liked that.
Yes. Bruce Almighty. I forgot she was in that.
Yeah, Along Came Polly. I used to watch that so many times when I was a kid because she used to have a pet ferret and it was blind and she used to whack it off everything. And it was, I think it was hilarious.
We could do a whole Jennifer Aniston month of movie club, yeah. Just as I looked at. The breakup I've watched before, kind of grim. And I think it was like directly in like the shadow of like her splitting with Brad as well.
Was it? Was it not a bit later?
I think it was a small bit later, but I think that the theme was just so... Do you know what I mean? And the media at the time where I was just like, oh, Jen, oh, like, you know.
She was like, cha-ching.
Well, yeah, like this is the thing. I do wonder, does she like, especially now with, I'm getting ahead of myself. Keep going with whatever you're talking about and then we'll get into it.
Well, I was going to talk about her first romantic relationship that people actually pay attention to.
Brad Pitt.
No.
Oh.
Well, like before that. This was like, just Friends has just happened, 1995 to 1998. She was in a relationship with... someone else who was on Friends.
Matt LeBlanc?
No.
Oh, was it your man? He's not a main character.
Hercules. Joshua.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. They were together.
Yeah, Tate Donovan is his name. He plays Hercules in the
Yes.
He's in something else as well. He does the voice for a lot of things you wouldn't suspect.
The OC.
Yeah. Yeah, she dated him for 3 years. They broke up in 1998. Straight after that, she met Brad Pitt, and their relationship obviously received widespread media coverage. She married him. I didn't realize she'd actually been married. I thought she just long-term dated all these
people. Jesus Christ, I didn't realize she married him either. And you know what's funny as well? He was also married to Sandra Bullock. Yeah. He's married to Sandra Bullock first.
All your exes are Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock. Can you imagine that? She married Brad Pitt after 2 years of dating on July 29th, 2000. In a lavish Malibu wedding. See if you can find pictures of that. I'd love to see it.
The Jennifer, yeah.
For a few years, their marriage was considered the rare Hollywood success. But on
January 7th, 2005, they announced their separation.
The minute you utter those words about any couple, you're cursing them. Sorry, yeah. Like it's...
Yeah. They finalised their divorce in October. So during their divorce proceedings, everyone knows this, but the media speculated that Pitt had been unfaithful to Aniston with his Mr. and Mrs. Smith co-star Angelina Jolie. And he began a relationship soon after the split with her. And they're still together.
I don't think there's any photos of the... Who?
Brad and Angie.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. No, they're not together now.
Are they not?
No, sure, they're in the middle of a big fat fucking divorce.
Who's he with now then?
He's not with anyone. Or I think it was some like kind of... I don't want to say nobody girlfriend. That's really hateful, but... Like, it's not, she's not like super famous or anything.
So his exes are Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston.
And Angelina Jolie is shagging the Weeknd now.
No.
He's probably not. Is she? But like, I like the idea of that.
Not with that plastic surgery.
What do you mean?
The Weeknd. Doesn't he look like a Lego now?
Oh my fucking... No, that was for a music video.
Was it?
It's not real, yeah.
I really thought he just messed up his face.
Jesus Christ, no. No, I think they're working on like a TV show together or something.
Okay.
So I think it's more to do with that. But like they've been spotted together like quite frequently. I think initially when they met up, it was like, this isn't... Like it's not romantic, but the media are just like, ah, like clinging to it like because it's cemented. But they've met up a good few times recently.
They were just like, fuck it, yes it is.
I would love that. That's so chaotic. I'd say he would love nothing more than to shag her as well. To be quite honest.
Well, yeah.
Who is he dating? Hang on. I have a list here. Life is a divorce dad. This is a kind of a hateful article. I don't know. No, I don't think he's been linked to anyone like very recently. That, do you remember the Brad and Jen thing happening? So they split in 2004.
Yeah.
When you say that, it seems earlier now. Like, again.
So this is after Friends.
The breakup only came out in 2006. So, like, it really was only, like, a year later, like.
Yeah, I thought it was earlier. I thought all this happened earlier. I thought she broke up with him mid-Friends run.
No, because I remember when he was on Friends, it was like, oh, my God. Yeah. How long were they married for?
5 years.
I don't think they hate each other now. I think they're like...
No, on Friends. Wasn't that the character? Like,
oh, yeah. I'm trying to see if there was anything like with regards to the... Like the promotion of fucking the breakup and...
People had Team Aniston and Team Jolie t-shirts.
Like that. That's sad. Just so... So demented.
She came out and
I just remember it being like this kind of like globe. Like I didn't care. I don't think I was old enough to care. Like, or I do remember like actually feeling really sorry for her. And now that I look back, I'm like, what?
Why?
Not why. Obviously, I think it was just because it was so public. And it was like, they were like really unapologetic about the fact that, because obviously they were promoting this like really sexy spy, oh, we're in love with each other. And they were like, again, one of these like really golden Hollywood couples where it was like, he's the biggest actor in the world, she's the biggest actress in the world at that point in time. And then you have, again, another very big, very highly respected actress, and they come in and do this. And also people love the gossip. People love to be like, oh my God, scandal.
Yeah.
Sorry, what did she say about it at the time?
She said, nobody did anything wrong. It was just like sometimes things happen. And in 2005, amid reports that their divorce was due to Aniston's refusal to have children with Brad Pitt, she said, I've never in my life said I didn't want to have children. Fair enough. And then, I was going to say very quickly, 3 years later, she went on to date your ex, John Mayer.
My ex, yeah. This was more significant for me, but I think it was because
you love John Mayer.
Well, but this was at the point in my life. I also just thought they actually looked really good together. This was at a point in my life where, like, I was reading People magazine online cover to cover, and I think they might have had the exclusive of the photo of them together in a pool.
Oh.
I think it was that. Now that I say it, that sounds like really invasive and not great. And now I'm wondering, was it like an Instagram post or something? But then his album, Battle Studies, like it's all about her. And he is like majorly in the pits about it. And like, he just released another album recently that like I wouldn't be surprised if some of the songs are also about her.
Oh, would you get a grip?
What, me or him?
You. What? He's not still writing songs about Jennifer Aniston.
No, it's not 13 years later, is it? But people reckon they're back together. One of them had photos up, and like, I don't know how people cop this or like follow this stuff so closely. I have such an admiration, and also I'm really scared of it. But what someone spotted like one of the other's dog in the photo.
Oh.
So I think they're like potentially still friends. But just as I was Googling this to get like the timeline, there was like, I think they're like friends now, but like 2 years ago, he's such a fucking dickhead.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He made comments about her in an interview with Playboy, of course, yeah, after their split. The actor suggested that Jen, who is, yeah, because she was, he, how old is he now? He is in his 40s now, I think, and she is 52.
What was the age gap?
That's why I'm just Googling it now, John Mayer age.
At the time.
Okay, he's 43. What year were they together?
2008 to 2009.
Do the maths there. What year is it now? 2021?
Oh my God, 13.
Minus... he
was 13.
2021 minus 2008 equals...
He was 13. 13.
So like 41 minus 14?
No, this maths.
41 minus 13 equals... He was 28. No, sorry. That's not right, is it?
He was 28 and she was 40.
That's actually like that. Probably about right, yeah.
I don't like that.
You. But he what did he say? Yeah, so he did, in some ways I wish I could be with her, but I can't change the fact that I need to be 32. John went out to make out that she was a little bit behind the times. This article I'm reading is not incredibly well written. If Jennifer Aniston knows how to use BitTorrent, I'll eat my fucking shoe.
What does that mean?
I think he was just kind of saying how old she, like implying that like she's too old to understand what BitTorrent is. Just, that is such a fucking dickheady thing to say, but it's also quite funny. Like, this is an interview with Playboy after they fucking split up. I promise, listeners, I will never talk about John Mayer or defend him on this podcast again. This is the last time. Privately, it's my own business. Sorry. One of the most significant differences between us was that I was tweeting. There was a rumour that I had been dumped because I was tweeting too much.
That could be you.
That wasn't it, but that was a big difference. The brunt of her success came before TMZ and Twitter. I think she's still hoping it goes back to 1998. She saw my involvement in technology as courting distraction. See, sometimes I don't know if he just says these things and like he just like...
Provocatively.
Yeah, or like he's fully joking and like... I don't know. I'd like to hear the tapes. And that's the last thing I would say about that. But yeah, they were together. People reckon they might be back together. But yeah, I remember that being like El Scandaloso again.
I did not know they'd gone out until yesterday.
Because he was like a real bad boy. This is like after he said all the shit about Jessica Simpson in another interview again. There's a pattern here. And again, I don't think she'd been with anyone or with nobody had been able to pin anything on her significantly that said they were in a relationship before these photos. And then obviously they did red carpets together and stuff. But like Battle Studies, the entire fucking album is about her. Like it's just about... He's just like, I don't know, he is a massive whingebag.
And she dumped him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of seems to be the general pattern though with her and her relationships. Because I'm pretty sure
she's a strong, independent woman.
Oh, sorry, I'm not saying that as a criticism. There was no subtext there. Because I think the same thing happened with Justin Theroux, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know who dumped who, but she went out with him in May 2011. The following January, they purchased a home in Bel Air for roughly $22 million. Insane. He's Louis Theroux's first cousin.
Is he, actually? Yeah.
They used to go on holidays as kids together and all, and he said Justin used to be the one like acting the bollocks and Louis used to be like sitting in his room reading books and they didn't get on at all.
Have you ever watched The Leftovers, that show he was in?
No.
I think it only ran for like two seasons, but it's supposed to be like, I think it ran for more than that. It's supposed to be very, very good, and he's the lead in it.
No, I watched something in it recently and I was like, that's Justin Theroux.
And there's three seasons, sorry. After some residents mysteriously disappear from Mapleton, New York, the people left behind struggle to rebuild their lives. Yeah, it's like loads of people disappear and it's just like there are only a certain amount of people left. And they're just like, what the fuck, everyone's gone. I'm explaining it really badly there, but from what I've heard, like, it's supposed to be like very, very good. Might actually watch it. It's only three seasons.
He's in very briefly, he's in Parks and Rec. But like he's unrecognised, but
I still haven't watched Parks and Rec.
Yeah, we only started, I think it was on like season two or something, we got to. But we were like, that's Justin Theroux. But like, you would not, it doesn't look like him as you'd know him with like the beard and the hair and all.
Interesting.
So yeah, when did she dump him? They became engaged on August 10th, 2012. They were married on August 5th, 2015 at their estate. And then they separated at the end of 2017.
People were massively rooting for them.
Yeah.
But again, in a way that it's just like...
they were just
like,
a bit cool. Like, they were just seemed very relaxed.
He is... Yeah, Justin Theroux is very hot as well.
Yeah, very, very hot.
Do you know in the same way that like I look at John Mayer and Jennifer Aniston, I'm like, yeah, you're very hot together. I'd say absolutely love riding the holes off each other. But you shouldn't, because he's bad. He's a bold boy, like, you know.
Why is he bold?
Because he keeps talking shit about people that he's had sex with in interviews. Like, okay. Really publicly.
Oh, okay. I don't follow him as closely as you.
Yeah, I need to stop, guys. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm actually not bringing this up again. But yeah, I think, I don't know, I think people, again, it's just so weird with that situation where it was just, and like, you'd see it now, it's, and people talk about it, like the Jennifer Aniston effect, where it's like, any man that she's in any way close to, it's like, they're dating, they're in love, fine, she's sorted, this is the one, this is
it. Yeah.
Like,
hoping to tick that box for...
Even like with, see, obviously with the reunion, for anyone who didn't see it.
The whole David Schwimmer thing now.
Yeah, so they basically talked about the fact that they had a crush on each other because like the Ross and Rachel stuff was so intense.
Yeah, and like the kissing booth. You get very close to people on set with.
Yeah.
We saw it with Troy and Gabriella.
Let's always bring it back to the kissing booth. But they never acted on it. They were in relationships at the time, I think.
He was.
I think that was the reason. Or yeah. But she, I think she was like pressed on it further after the reunion. And she was like, no, we fully never did anything. Like, you can ask the other two girls, like, nothing physically ever happened.
Yeah.
But off the back of that, fucking Closer in the UK, again, of all people, that's how you know it's not going to be true, because they fully... allegedly just make things up, like, you know what I mean, like, it's, they just fully said that,
are they one
like,
of those magazines that were like, I ate my sister?
No, they're not even actually that, because some of them are
buy,
true.
I used to buy them, so many of them.
Do you know, actually, Vicky Nataro, you know, she's like the editor of Stellar, but she's obsessed with those magazines as well, and there's one of them where it's like, Take a Break, colon, Love Rats. It's like explicitly about like people doing the dog and each other and stuff, and she says she can never get it. I would like to read that. I'd say it's demented.
Yeah. How are they still publishing them? Like, there's hardly people still buying them. We should buy one of them and read it for the Patreon.
Yes! That's a great idea. Subscribe. Patreon.com/bandwagons. Anyway, yeah. So there were these mad rumours started from Close. Sorry, I have it up on BuzzFeed here. Where again, they were just basically like, yeah, they're together. Oh my God. Like it's great. And they just... they can't keep their hands off each other. She was in Marley and Me as well. That's another one.
She was. That's so sad. I can.
Some of the roles she took after were like really... Do you know what I mean?
What's her best film, do you reckon?
I do.
In your opinion.
I do. I really like The Good Girl because I think it shows her in a completely different light. And I think she is really good at drama and she's never really gotten an opportunity to.
I remember my parents buying that on DVD and I watched some of it because I knew her from Friends, and then they put it on and it wasn't a comedy.
It's absolutely not suitable for children. It's...
They put it on, it wasn't a comedy, and I was like, I hate this, and I never went back.
I would have loved if her and Jake Gyllenhaal got together.
Jennifer
they
Aniston.
Would have been a bit hot. Not
he's
now.
Weird.
No, I obviously, he's a terrible person. Oh, yeah, sorry, he doesn't shower as well either. Did you see that? So many celebrities came out in the last 3 weeks and were basically just like, I don't shower. Imagine being that rich and actually just actively not
what
shutting
does that
the
mean?
Fuck up.
They have baths.
Jake Gyllenhaal's coming out promoting. He's the face of like this new Prada cologne or fucking Eau de Parfum, whatever the fuck. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's not get into the semantics. But anyway, and he basically said he just doesn't feel like he needs to shower that often because it's like the soap is... I'm not going to paraphrase
someone,
him. I'm going to bring it up.
I know someone and I'm not going to name names.
You should. No, you absolutely should. I am a pro hygiene podcast.
I'm not going to name
well,
names.
Well, actually, sorry.
You're actually going to get so mad.
You're going to... Yeah, tell me after. Don't tell
they
me now.
They don't use any shampoos or body washes at all when they shower, and they only take cold showers.
Because they don't like the silicone.
I'm going to flip this fucking table. I swear to fucking God, I cannot deal with this. No, sorry. Okay.
Did I tell you that before?
No, I don't think so. When I say we're a pro hygiene podcast, like, I can be a bit lazy. I think on the record I've said that I actually don't like showering because I think it's like a waste. Not a waste of time.
You're not a pro hygiene person. Would you get
Okay, sorry. But that's me. I'm not a fucking famous person. And I do still wash my shit itself. I probably should just wash more regularly. I can't believe these tapes are going to live forever. But anyway, he basically came out and said that he doesn't. Kind of the same thing, where he basically said, I have it here. Jake Gyllenhaal says, we naturally clean ourselves.
Yes.
So is he right? No, you fucking don't, Breed.
No, I'm sorry, you do. Like, but it's just
no,
like...
you don't. Sorry. People are going to stop listening to this podcast. You need to actually stop talking and start washing yourself.
No,
that's not true. Where'd you find to the degree in science? I'd love to know.
I know someone and they don't
doing this
smell,
podcast and
they don't
her
smell at all and they have the softest skin in the world and they do not use any body
washes. Are you going out with them? Are you going out with them perchance?
I don't know.
Are you biased? Interesting.
No, but like I wouldn't go out with someone who smelled.
Interesting.
And his hair is really clean all the time.
I know you wouldn't, but like the issue is that's fair enough.
I think if
whatever.
Obviously it's really bad for a while. But then your body just naturally cleans itself.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
It does not do that.
We weren't born. Like, we weren't.
Ask God. Ask the man who made us why we do not clean ourselves.
Why didn't he make... Why? No, Fanila, that's bullshit. I think if you give it... Like, your vagina self-cleaning and all, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's only the vagina, though.
Why is that only the vagina?
That's the inside of the vagina. Again, I don't know because I do not have a fucking degree in anything other than words.
And if you don't wash your hair for long enough, it will just start...
No, it doesn't. That's a myth.
Yes, it does.
That's a myth as well. That's a myth as well.
It's not a myth.
Hairdressers talked about this because everyone was doing during lockdown.
Well, yeah, obviously the hairdressers are going to tell you to use shampoo because that's their bread and butter.
Oh, why chase hairdressers? Do you want them to stay closed?
I'm telling you, if you just like, you can train your hair, like the more you wash your hair, the dirtier it gets. You can train your hair. Don't you wash it like once a week?
You can't.
Yes, you can.
You have to have a clean scalp to promote hair growth. Sorry.
No, I'm not talking about growing it.
Anyway, can we move? I think we actually might genuinely.
Anyway, we're going to put up a poll on Twitter.
So basically, Jake Gyllenhaal said that he doesn't. More and more, I find bathing to be less necessary at times. I think that there's a whole world of not bathing that is also really helpful for skin maintenance, and we naturally clean ourselves. Then Mila Kunis and fucking Ashton Kutcher came out and said. Now, in fairness, all she said was she doesn't wash her body with soap every day, but I wash pits, tits, holes and soles, which is
Victorian wash.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher said, I wash my armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever. Right, okay. And then
why is it funny when Ashton Kutcher says it?
No, it's just like nothing else ever. Like, why do you have to like specify? Like, all right, it's still fucking weird. And Dax Shepard agreed with him because of course he does. He's a fucking weirdo. So, this is from a news website. The number of times a person ought to bathe a week depends on the circumstances, but you could get away with doing it less than you think, dermatologist Shyamalar Gunanthian. Okay, but that's not what I said. That's what this person said. I never said...
I stand by it.
Okay.
I very much clean myself.
If you're exercising a lot and BO is a thing for you, you probably want to shower once a day, she suggests.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow dermatologist Mateen Mohammed says he doesn't see anything wrong with showering once or even twice a day either, so long as you're doing it right. We'll have more on that later.
There's nothing wrong with cleaning yourself.
If you're not
more
so
regularly.
Active or if it's winter, says you could give showers on alternate days a go. But I think that's the difference. Between like Jake Gyllenhaal does not have a degree to say showering is really not that necessary.
No, maybe someone
maybe
told him
for you. Maybe for you, Jake.
Are you annoyed because you're a kind of a smellier gal?
You are a fucking dickhead. We're done. We're absolutely done with this podcast.
Fanula, no.
The reason to exercise caution with bathing comes down to our skin's microbiome and acid mantle. The acid mantle is there just on top of our skin that consists of sebum, our natural oils, amino acid that you get secreted from sweat. It maintains our pH balance and protects us against pathogens, invading bacteria and viruses. But most importantly, it keeps our skin lubricated, healthy. We've got a billion different viruses and bacteria that live in our skin. Overbathing and using excessive or harsh soaps disrupts the interplay of viruses and bacteria with our innate immune system. And I agree with that point. That's like, you don't need to be washing all the time. You don't need to be using loads of products. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Keep it natural.
Where he doesn't think of them as so fragile that they can be disrupted by daily showers or baths for people normally. Whatever. Just please wash yourselves, right? Okay.
But if you choose not to, and you're doing it right,
no,
that's okay too.
Okay, back to Jennifer Aniston, David Swimmer. Sorry for that introduction. Anyway, basically, Closer came out, an insider in inverted commas, told Closer magazine that Jen and David had been getting close, that's all again in inverted commas, since the reunion. The source alleged that the recent reunion stirred up feelings between the two, and even went on to claim that David had flown out to be with Jen at her LA home. After the reunion, it became clear that reminiscing over the past had stirred up feelings for both of them, and that chemistry they'd always had to bury was still there. They began texting immediately after filming, and just last month, David flew from his home in New York to see Jen in LA. Da, 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 da. And then basically someone actually again went to David Schwimmer's rep, and because like Pretty Little Thing obviously had got their social content sort of for the month, where they were just like, oh my god, he's her lobster, they're together, and it's just like, right, enjoy the impressions, enjoy the impressions, Jane, you've won. But then his rep came out and he was like, no, it's literally fundamentally not true.
Yeah
he said to BuzzFeed News, not true.
Have you ever seen The Object of My Affection?
No.
It's like, I think it was made in the 90s. It's where she's in love with Paul Rudd, but he's gay. Sounds really good, but I've never heard of it. I'd never heard of it until yesterday.
I have never heard of that movie before.
She's also in He's Just Not That Into You. Is she cheated on in that as well?
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so good.
But it was this, do you remember there was some red carpet thing? Where was it, the Oscar? No, well, they did that Zoom table read, the Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Do you remember? And they're on the Zoom and they're kind of being like, they're being like cordial, but the role I think, the roles they have, they're kind of like playing, yeah, they're portraying love interests. And you know, like Brad is like the blonde hair and he's like smirking, whatever. And Jen is like, like playing real coy, but people just fucking love that. Like, I don't know. Then, sorry, yeah, it was the SAG Awards in January last year, pre-COVID, and they like hug and they're like, ha, lol.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
So that's Jennifer Aniston.
I do wonder if she does care, or if she's just like, I am so rich, it will actually never matter.
She seems very sane for someone so rich, though, doesn't she?
If it was me and I was under that much scrutiny all the time, and all people wanted me to do was be married at the very minimum.
And have babies.
Or be pregnant. And or be pregnant. Like, I think people would just... I would crack up. I would not be able. Have you watched any of The Morning Show?
I started it and I never finished.
I think I might try and watch it. See, some people love it and other people like hate it.
Yeah, I watched Bombshell. Have you seen Bombshell? It's kind of a similar premise.
No.
Very good. I watched it twice.
I've heard very divisive things about that as well, though.
That's true. That was about the Fox.
Yeah. And Megyn Kelly and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I might watch The Morning Show ahead of...
You need to get Apple TV.
I do have Apple TV.
So you can watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I'm dying to start Ted Lasso. Because it's supposed to be like just like...
Do you pay for Apple TV? Do you mind me asking?
I have it free for a year because...
You got a new phone or something?
Because I got a new phone. I have it until October... And then I have to pay.
Yeah.
Raging. She hasn't really... The Morning Show is kind of like her main thing now, and she's winning awards for that
is
again.
Is it coming?
And
it's like, how many seasons?
Well, the next season is in September and it's the second season.
Okay.
I'm aware of the plot that it's like she's this like morning news anchor and her co-host is then like accused of sexual misconduct. Reese Witherspoon comes in to replace your man or whatever. But originally it was supposed to be about just like morning... shows like competing against each other and like that environment, and then they changed the plot because your man, who I think a guy who hosts like Today in America, Good Morning America, one of them, Matt Lauer, yeah, he was basically accused of sexual misconduct, so they basically just took that and kind of applied it to the show
and ran with it
pretty
maybe
much,
I'll go back and watch it.
I feel like it kind of maybe would have been your...
Yeah, I wanted to get into it and I just didn't. I don't know why.
I'm not sure what the second season is about. But anyway, yeah, she's kind of in like, I don't want to say her second, but this, like, the thing with Friends is obviously people like acknowledge that and like they have a lot of love for that, but it was always like an ensemble cast as well. This is like kind of like her first thing in a while where she's like doing it on her own and like she's winning awards for it, and like some pockets of people who seem to matter, some people are taking it seriously, you know what I mean? Or like she's getting like, I'm fucking doing bunny ears, that recognition, you know, where it's just like...
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I just think people
finally up and comer Jennifer Aniston.
Kind of, yeah. That kind of way. I feel like it was like it for all the cast, where it was like, what are they going to do next? And like, all of them have been fairly successful. I don't think any of the stuff ever will, like, The Morning Show is still never, ever going to compare to, like, Friends. And obviously, it's a totally different thing.
Is this lies, or did Courtney Cox just get nominated for an Emmy because of the reunion? But, like, all the rest of them had Emmys.
No, I don't.
I heard that on a podcast recently. Like, but not for the reunion, but because the reunion came back around, I think.
Courtney Cox has finally received an Emmy nomination for her Friends work. During Friends. I didn't know this.
She was the only one not to get
during the original 10-season run of the beloved NBC sitcom, Cox was the only member of the core six cast not to receive an Emmy nod for her performance.
Which is annoying because she was the best.
But they've been nominated for Outstanding Variety Special because they're all executive producers on the reunion as well.
Okay.
And she said, she doesn't feel personally vindicated. Honestly, I'm so happy that the reunion has been recognised because I think it's terrific. Ben Winston, he was the person who put it all together. Ben Winston did a great job and all of his crew. That's not exactly the Emmy I was looking for, I'm being honest with you. And she said, at the time of not being nominated, she said, yeah, it always hurt my feelings. When every single cast member was nominated but me, it definitely hurt my feelings. I was happy for everybody. And then when it was finally like, oh, I'm the only one, it hurt. That is savage in terms. Yeah. Jesus Christ, that is rough. Hopefully she gets it.
Come back here for the Courtney Cox episode.
That's not happening, but anyway.
Not yet.
Did we miss anything?
No.
Someone will definitely message us to tell us if we have.
That's the You Missed It Brigade.
They're coming to arrest us now for... Yeah, the You Missed It Brigade. They're coming to arrest us for...
I'm very tired all of a sudden.
For taking... I think it was the shouting about the showering, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Are we friends again?
We are friends again, but I'm just actually actively not looking forward to the DMs we're going to get about that episode. Just laugh. Just take it as that was a comedy sketch, okay?
Do what you want. Nobody cares.
I do not start. I'm going to backhand you across this table.
You are across the board. Just do whatever you want. Just do whatever you want.
Mini bandwagons?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We had a quiz. We never even did the quiz.
Oh, do the quiz.
Do you want to do... Oh, yeah, let's do... Are you secretly in love with Jennifer Aniston? Take the test.
Oh, that was the worst quiz out of the three.
I thought that was the funniest.
Okay,
first question. What is the name of the horror film Aniston starred in as her first big screen
Leprechaun.
Role? Leprechaun. Correct. What was the name of the hairstyle trend that Jennifer Aniston created through her time in Friends?
Easy.
Okay. The Rachel. You're going to know this one as well because this was part of your research. But what is the name of Jennifer Aniston's father?
John?
John Aniston, yeah. What is the name of the first television series that... What was the name of this first television film that was released in 1990? And there's a picture with it. So I'm going to show you here. The options are When Calls the Heart, Camp Cucamonga, The Colour of Rain, A Wish Come True.
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
The Colour of Rain. Camp Cucamonga.
Camp Cucamonga is correct.
Woo!
There you go. You might see. I think you're secretly in love with them.
She looks like she's standing by a cabin. That's
sorry. Question that. 5 is the same as question 4. What was the name of the character that Jennifer Aniston portrayed in the Friends television series?
Rachel.
Full name?
Aniston. No. Green. Rachel Aniston.
What was the name of this 2002 film? You're going to get this because we've talked about it extensively.
Along Came Polly.
No, it's The Good Girl.
Is it?
Yeah. Fuck.
She wears the cardigan in Along Came Polly.
The Good Girl. What was the name? No, that's Tate Donovan. Okay. I'm going to assume that you're...
I could have told you that. That's why we didn't need that quiz.
Bruce Almighty change about Jennifer Aniston and Bruce Almighty? Made her butt bigger, made her nose smaller, and made her breast larger, yeah. What is the meaning of this Norman tattoo that Jennifer Aniston has on her foot?
Ooh.
Her dog that passed away, her father, the son she miscarried, her uncle. Well, that's sounding kind of grim, sorry.
I'm going to go with her father.
Are you taking the piss?
What, show me.
We had a question a minute ago and it was, what was Jennifer Aniston's dad's name?
Yeah.
And you got that question right.
Yeah, what does the tattoo say?
Norman!
Oh, it's probably your uncle then. Her dog?
You guess.
Her dog.
Correct. What was the name of the character that Brad Pitt played on Friends? Will Colbert, Paul Stevens, Jason Alexander, Noah Will. Weil. Yeah, correct. Let's just say you're in love. Let's not finish this quiz.
Yeah.
You're in love. This is an interesting question though. What was the music artist that Jennifer Aniston helped by appearing in their music video?
Oh.
Sam Smith, Melissa Etheridge, Azealia Banks, Mary Lambert.
Oh, it's not Sam Smith or Azealia Banks. It's one of the other two. What, say them again?
Sam Smith, Melissa Etheridge, Azealia Banks, Mary Lambert.
I'm going to say the second one.
Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
You're correct. This quiz is fucking demented. There's a paragraph after this question and it says, Jennifer Aniston has always been quite vocal about her support for the LGBTQ community. While she isn't homosexual herself, she's always given her support towards others in the LGBTQ community.
Good to know. Good for her.
Oh no, in fairness though, she was Ellen DeGeneres' first guest when she came back to TV after her sitcom was cancelled because she came out as
gay.
But Ellen is evil though, so my... Anyway, yeah, that's it. You're secretly in love with Jennifer Aniston. Let's love talk mini bandwagons.
Yeah, let's. What were they again?
Oh, that's absolutely
Patch Adams.
No, we're not talking about Bree was like, I'll come up with mini bandwagons later. She was like, oh, would you think of anything? And I was like, oh, I'll mention like the lodge that we stayed in or whatever. And she was like, the only things I watched over the weekend are The Undateables and Patch Adams.
I thought Patch Adams was going to be a comedy.
Patch Adams is great, but it is. That, oh my God.
So depressing.
So depressing.
I kept thinking about it. I was like, someone needs to talk to me because when you're not talking to me, I'm just thinking about Patch Adams.
Oh my God. Come on now, mini bandwagons.
I'm thinking about dyeing my hair paprika.
No, sorry, I'm going to immediately skip that. The White Lotus is now streaming on now.
Yeah.
And it's also on... Well, sorry, by the time you watch this, it's going to be on Mondays, 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic. Pretty sure it's six episode series. And it basically follows like the lives of people staying at this exclusive Hawaiian resort. It's like a murder mystery, not all as it seems. Sydney Sweeney's in it, Jennifer Coolidge, Connie Britton. I'm dying to watch it. Their reviews have been really, really good, especially for Jennifer Coolidge. Like, I think she'll get nominated for a load of shit. Now, I think that, because the season finale already aired in America, and I'm pretty sure you can get it through other ways here, obviously. I think that's been pretty divisive. But yeah, one to watch. I'm going to watch it because it's only six episodes. Guess who the creator is? I only copped this today.
Give me a clue.
He's in School of Rock.
Jack Black.
No. A less obvious School of Rock character. An adult character in School of Rock. Would have been friends with Jack Black in the movie.
I don't know his name.
Ned Schneebly.
Yeah, but like, what's his name?
Mike White.
Okay.
Oh, wait, okay, sorry. Of course he wouldn't know his name. But like, Ned Schneebly made this fucking series that everyone is talking about. Guys.
Good for Ned.
Good for Ned. Yeah, that's on now and also on Sky Atlantic. So check that out. What was the other thing?
There was a movie that I really want to see in the cinema, but it's Don't Breathe 2, but I haven't seen Don't Breathe 1. So
the trailer for that actually did kind of like make me turn my head.
The first one got like 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. But this one,
I don't remember hearing anything about that movie.
No, I'd never. My mum got Mark a voucher for the cinema for his birthday and we were like looking it up and I'd never heard about it. But the synopsis is, a blind veteran must use his military training to save a young orphan from a group of thugs who break into his home. Sounds very like Hush.
Yeah.
Which I loved. It only has 48% on Metacritic at the minute, but it's only new, so... Patch Adams only got like 23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah.
That's not right.
No, let me make sure that that's not bullshit. Back thinking about Patch Adams.
I will say I'm looking up reviews of this Don't Breathe thing and it's like...
Is it bad?
I don't think it's great. Like, I don't think women are portrayed in it well and I think it's like... I think it might be slightly
22% Patch Adams got. That is so bad.
That is so bad. Poor what was Pat? The reason?
I don't know. It got 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb, 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 25% on Metacritic. Maybe it's just because it's so fucking depressing.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, no, I think
so. Somebody else go see that and let me know if it's worth watching the first one, all of them.
Yeah, fair.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next. We've already mentioned it. We've given the Patreon a plug, but sure, there you go.
We are going to get one of those shitty true crime magazines this week and read them.
Yeah, hopefully we can. If anyone sees Take a Break Love Rats anywhere, let me know. Or it might not be Take a Break, but it might be one of those other ones, like Pick Me Up or whatever. Thank you so much for listening. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, only if it's nice. Follow us on Spotify so you can get up to date on all the latest episodes. We are Bandwagons Podcast on social media and this podcast is produced by Collaborative Studios. Do we have anything else to say there? Do I usually say anything else?
I don't think so.
I think that's it. All of them boxes ticked. We will see you next week and patrons, we will see you later this week. Bye.
Bye. address it. Let's just only do two and not address it.
Yeah, yeah. And our third mini bandwagon is you put in whatever you want. You in your own head, think about something that you think is on the bandwagon.
I want to dye my hair ginger.
That's not a mini bandwagon.
No, but it could be. Yeah, so I want to get people's opinion on it.
Keane and Megan actually dyed their hair like matching ginger, and they look like the children from Brave. Well, actually, Keane kind of looked like Brave. KJ Apa. You've never seen Brave?
No.
The content we watched over the weekend was so cursed. It was like Moana, Love Island.
Moana is
Suicide
sick.
Squad. No, it was good, like, which is the combo of everything. It was a mess.
The music.
Kissing Booth.
Kissing Booth is cursed.
Kissing Booth is changed my life. I screamed crying at the end of the first one.
I just don't like Joey King's face.
I know, fair, yeah.
At all.
Yeah, you really don't. You liked the act though, didn't you?
Yeah, but she was supposed to look like that in the act.
No, that's not what I meant. But like, you she's just one of those actresses, you look at her and you think she's annoying.
Yeah. No, I just don't like her face. I don't know. She's a good actress.
I want Jacob Elordi to run me over at the motorbike. Like,
he's a bad man, is he not?
Over and over and over. Is he? Oh, no, he shags all around him, but I don't think he's, like, cancelled, is he? Hang on.
All right. Well,
fuck, I better check that.
Did he not cheat on her or something?
Yeah, no, flat out.
That doesn't make him
BuzzFeed. Here's the full breakdown of everyone Jacob Elordi has dated. Can't wait to add myself to this list. Hang on. The subhead is...
He could not be further from Keane. Like,
this is one lucky guy. Yeah, I know, but he's still... Sorry, I'm looking at pictures of him now.
Afterwards, he's in Euphoria, is he?
Yeah, afterwards, I was a tree sitting next to one of the girls on the couch googling Jacob Elordi porn. Nudes. Jacob Elordi shirtless. Jacob Elordi and Joy King, they started co-starred together in the Kissing Booth movies. They met in 2017 on set. She revealed it wasn't love at first sight. I thought it was very cute when we first met, but it started as friendship. Right away, we were thinking about gross things with each other. But before long, I started to realise...
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think I kind of like this person. It was such an interesting experience meeting your boyfriend on set because you spend so much time together and become so close so fast. This is so awkward considering they're broken up. But by the end of 2018, fans suspected that the couple had broken up, and when Joey deleted pics of Jacob off her Instagram, that was all the confirmation we needed. Like, it's so funny to go back and look, because even when they're obviously flat out like promoting the third one at the minute, like obviously she has to like tag him, but all of the other pictures or anything are with the actual best friend in the movie. It's quite funny.
Have you seen the one with John Patrick? Is it John Patrick? John...
I've only seen one.
John.
I'm making time during the week to
John
watch the
John Michael. No, that's To All the Boys I Loved Before, is it?
I haven't watched them either, but I am also going to watch all of them. Do you remember we watched The Perfect Date? That was a horrific movie. Sorry, then he started shagging Zendaya, and now he's shagging Kaya Gerber, who is...
Oh, Kenneth's met her. She's a model.
Yeah,
she's Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, it is so fucking funny that this BuzzFeed article, it's like
I was thinking of a whole other film. Don't
yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. In August 2019, they were spotted on vacation together in Athens, Greece, and it's just this random person's picture.
Where are we blowing our load for the other
are we blowing
episode?
Our load? Maybe, yeah, we should stop. Do you want to, what's our intro?
Should we start again?
No, keep all that in, that's fine, isn't it? That is fine.
Yeah, it's just like you do a plan on doing Kissing Booth episode as well.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just, guys, the Kissing Booth is now my entire personality, okay? So I will probably be talking about this at least once a week. So that's our tip for today. Jacob Elordi shagging everyone, and now back to normal programming where we will be talking about Jennifer Aniston.
What's up?
Rachel Green. Rachel Green
on bandwagon.
We were driving back from Clare and we had to go and collect whiskey from the cattery. Shane, you can just chop this up and put like bloopers at the end, that'd be funny.
No problem.
And me just giving Shane more work.
You look like, you know, the guy, the editor in Spider-Man. Shane, just chop this
bring
up
me,
like
bring me more pictures of the Spider-Man. Send pics. No, what was I saying? We were to collect whiskey from the cattery, so we went like the Finglas exit off the motorway, but it's like Finglas Ashburn for whatever reason. I think the Google Maps said it weird or something, and then Becca started saying Ashburn. We said Ashburn, and we were just getting laughing together in the car. I have been away for the full weekend. My brain is rattled.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.